you know, plan a team that you maybe not as familiar with other teams? What kind of challenges that presents?
Just more work as far as film wise. Just I think sometimes you get to jump into film and see, you know, like last week, what are they doing different? What's similar to last year? And now it's a, you know, what are they doing, period? You know, a team we haven't played since, I think, the 2012 season, and their team's a lot different than, you know, when we played them then. So just trying to get adjusted to the personnel, then what they're trying to do offensively. You know, it's just more that goes into, I think, communicating-wise, talking as a group, of how you see the game, how they play, and trying to just be ready for that.
What have you seen from Jared Goff since he's become a starter for them?
I think one of the biggest things, he's taking care of the ball. You can tell he has a pretty good understanding of what they want to do offensively. You could tell by just some of the reads he makes and who he's trying to get the ball to, depending on what the defense does. So, obviously, you know, top pick, he has the size, has the arm strength to get the ball where he wants. And I think now for him it's just getting a feel and being out there and playing more. But I think he does a good job of trying to do exactly what their offense has him out there trying to do. And he seems like he's out there trying to read coverages and get the ball where it should be.
Devin, you've been in the league a while now. Do you think that rookie quarterbacks, younger quarterbacks, are able to take care of the ball more now and able to handle responsibility more now than they were, let's say, when you came into the league?
I think guys are coming in, you know, coming in ready. You know, I think when you see some success of younger guys going out there playing, especially over the last couple of years, guys that have been drafted early have gotten a chance to play a ton early. And I think guys understand that when they get a chance to go into a team and whatever their quarterback situation, if you get out there on the field, you have an opportunity to, you know, your career to take off right away. So, I mean, you look at Goff, who's now had he's been a guy that got to sit for a couple of weeks and learn, you know, throughout the season. So, you know, he's still a rookie, but he has a lot of learning, you know, under his belt just from watching other guys and sitting in those meetings and going through all those things. So I think he has a high awareness of, you know, where the ball needs to go and how to take care of the ball. And, you know, there's no faster way to lose a game than turn the ball over. And I think teams understand that, and it's a big emphasis.
Yeah, you always talk about, you know, creating your own energy by making plays. When you see some of your defensive backs like Rowe and Logan the last couple of weeks making plays, does that you feel like there's a carryover to that from week to week, or do you have to reestablish every week?
You got to reestablish it, but I think it's key, you know, especially in the secondary with the talent you play week in and week out, of coming in the game confident, coming in the game knowing, you know, what you want to do on the field and how you can play. I think that's a big key. You know, you watch it all the time from the cornerback position of guys that get rolling, they get momentum, they get confidence. They can play well week in and week out, and, you know, vice versa. If you're not playing well, if you're not mentally strong enough to get out of that and realize, you know, I got a chance to start fresh this week, you can start to see that snowball too. So it's been good. You know, guys have really been able to lock in the last couple weeks of going out there trying to make plays, understanding what we're doing defensively. So the key is to come back and start fresh, clean slate today and practice and get that confidence and get everything brewing, ready to go out there and play at a high level Sunday.
You mentioned the snowball effect. How much can just that last play, the preserve the victory, help you guys kind of come to this week with the confidence of the snowball carrying over?
I think it's just a good play. You know, you go out there and I think you get in the fourth quarter in a close game, you realize each play matters. So, you know, I think for Chris stepping up and, you know, just a one-on-one situation, beating this guy, making that play, it just goes to show, you know, how much we have to play at a high level once we get in the fourth quarter, once we get down the stretch of this season. And that was just a prime example of that. And, you know, I think it's something that we can definitely learn from of how we need to approach the fourth quarter and all these games down the stretch. And, you know, you don't want to have that one play that turns the game around because you wasn't as focused as you should be.
How much conversation, Devin, is there amongst defensive players about sticking to the game plan and not trying to get too cute and trick a rookie quarterback into making a mistake, seeing something that's not there, for instance? Or...
Yeah, you just got to play. I think, you know, sometimes that gets a little, you know, overrated. I mean, you look at a guy like Dak Prescott in Dallas, I'm sure everybody keeps going in saying he's a rookie quarterback, but, I mean, it's all about winning football games, and, you know, I think that's what you have to focus on. Whatever your game plan is that you think will work against the team, you have to just go execute that. You can't be out there thinking that just because the guy's a rookie, he's not a good football player. You know, you go out there and you do something that's not fundamentally sound, you know, it'll hurt the defense faster than anything, you know, that anybody else does out there.
You've been around for years now. Just your thoughts on December football.
It's just a time that you want to play your best football. You know, from being here for a while, we talk about it, a time where you just want to put everything else aside and try to focus in on, you know, these last couple games. You know, I think that's what December means, that it's almost over. You know, we got 5 games left in the regular season, and, you know, you can't get those 5 games back. You can't make up for them later in the season. It's here and now, and that's it. So I think that rings bells for all teams to know it's close to the end, and each game really matters. You got to really try to play your best so you're not sitting there in 4 or 5 weeks saying, I wish I had this week back, I wish I had that week back. You just want to put it all out there.
With a guy like Goff and such a small sample size, is there enough there to generalize, or is there a really big challenge in the unknown?
And that's the funny thing about, you know, when you play a rookie quarterback, everyone thinks it's so easy to dominate. But there is an element of you're not exactly sure how the quarterback will handle this or handle that. You know, that is yet to be seen. So I think you have to watch the film and see the talent level and see, you know, what he's capable of and be ready for that. You know, I think you can't go in there and just think that the guy's going to play bad just because he's young. You know, he obviously has a ton of talent, and, you know, I think we have to be ready for him to come out here and try to play his best game of the season. It's only going to be his 3rd start. And, you know, I think like any player, when you first start playing, you usually get better week by week. The experience, going out there, seeing different defenses, doing things, help you as a player. So we'll be prepared. I think, you know, we have a coaching staff that puts a ton of time in to have us prepared and all the different looks that other teams have done and what we can try to think we'll get. But, you know, we have to be ready for anything.
You have to try to keep track of another Rutgers guy this weekend, and Kenny Britt.
Aren't those Rutgers guys so good, man?
What is it about him? What makes him a challenge for you guys?
He's a tough physical player. You know, he's a guy he's a big guy, but he could get down the field. Does a good job catching the ball in traffic. Guys hanging over him. So we just got to know where he's at. He's a big target for them. He's made a ton of plays for them this year. So I think as a secondary, we understand, you know, they're going to try to get him the ball and a bunch of different situations. So just knowing where he's at and trying to make it tough. You know, he's another bigger competitive guy that's going to go out there and try to compete for every ball, whether it's thrown up down the field, whether it's an end cut or something, and there's a guy hanging on him, he's going to try to make the catch. So we can't really lay off him no matter how covered we have him. We just got to go up there and try to get the ball out.
Two final questions between you guys.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
Devin, on a lighter note, you have 12 teams going to invade your home turf this Saturday, playing for the high school championship in Massachusetts. 11 years ago, I guess your high school team, St. Joseph's, won back-to-back state titles in New Jersey.
Yeah.
What do you say to those kids playing in those games there?
Have fun. That's a fun part of your life, playing high school football. So you really don't get those days back where, you know, you're out there playing with guys you played with for most of your life, and you just want to have fun. You want to beat a team just because they're, you know, 5 miles away from your high school, and that's the only reason why you hate them. So you want to have fun in those games. And, you know, I think it's the precious time of football where, you know, contracts and the business side really isn't involved. You're just playing for, you know, the love of the game and having fun with your friends.
Did you play everywhere? What position did you play?
I played everywhere. No quarterback, though. I wasn't that good of a player.